This is a Davin Strauss, one of the Agriculture and Natural Resource Agents from the K-State Research and Extension Wildcat District with your K-State Research and Extension Report. If you own goats and are anxiously awaiting for the first set of spring kids to hit the ground in the coming months, now is the time to make sure the nutrient requirements of does is being met to help ensure strong, healthy kids and does in the spring. While making preparations for kidding season, ensuring that there is adequate shelter for does and kids and that you are stocked up on all of the supplies you may need, it is also important to ensure that does are receiving the nutrients they need during the last 4 to 6 weeks of gestation, also referred to as late gestation. During late gestation, about 70% of fetal growth occurs. As the fetus grows and takes up more room, rumen capacity will decrease. While the energy and protein requirements of the doe increase during late gestation, her rumen capacity decreases. Because of the decreased rumen capacity, there is not enough space in the rumen for the doe to meet the higher nutrient requirements by consuming more feed. Instead, the doe has to consume higher quality, more nutritious feed. Due to increased energy demands to support fetal growth, supplemental nutrition is usually required, especially for does that are carrying multiple fetuses. As a result, the doe's nutritional requirement of both energy and protein will increase, meeting the nutritional needs of the doe by ensuring the doe has access to good quality forage, along with supplementing with grain if needed, will help ensure does are consuming adequate nutrients to support fetal growth, help prevent pregnancy toxemia, and help prevent milk fever, and help ensure the arrival of strong, healthy kids. Along with ensuring the nutrient requirements of does are met, it is also important to check does during late gestation to see if they need to be dewormed. To determine which females need to be dewormed, check their Fimantra score, evaluate their body condition and hair coat, and or collect a fecal sample to perform a fecal egg count. 3 to 4 weeks before kidding, does should be vaccinated for clostridial diseases and tetanus, as late gestation vaccinations are important to protect lambs and kids against enterotoxemia. To vaccinate does, CDT or Covaxin 8 can be used. When kids are born, they do not have a fully functioning immune system, and by giving the doe a CDT or Covaxin 8 booster before kidding, it will protect the doe, and the kids will receive passive immunity through the colostrum. This has been a Davin Strauss with your K-State Research and Extension Report.